Learn from Symptoms by Dr. Eric Plasker. There's a lot we can learn from symptoms. If you have been suffering from symptoms for any length of time, you are probably tired of the learning process. However, the more you learn about them and address their underlying cause rather than just treat them, the better you're able to make choices that minimize symptoms and keep your body functioning at its highest level for a lifetime. Lesson 1: Symptoms don't always mean your body is broken. If you have ever had food poisoning, for example, you know that the symptoms are extremely unpleasant. When your body is working properly, it responds by violently eliminating the toxins as quickly as possible through the symptoms of diarrhea and vomiting. This is an example of symptoms that occur in a person whose body is working properly. Fever is another example. The ideal temperature that bacteria enjoy is 98.6 degrees, which we all know is the normal body temperature. However, when we are under a lot of stress, overexposed to toxic bacteria, the body's innate intelligence will raise its temperature to fight off the infection. We call this a symptom, yet it is another sign that the body is working the way it is supposed to. Lesson 2: Symptoms can notify you of an area of your body that's been injured. Injuries can occur in an area of the body that can cause you to feel it differently than normal. Pain in your back, neck, arm, or leg can indicate that you have been injured. If the injury is not related to an underlying condition, like a cut or a bruise, the body's self-healing, innate intelligence goes to work, and within a few days or weeks, the symptoms usually disappear. Lesson 3: Symptoms can notify you of an underlying condition, but not always. This is why you should stop chasing symptoms. Waiting for symptoms to present before taking care of yourself is not a good idea. Underlying conditions can range in severity and variety, and absolutely must be addressed whether there are symptoms present or not. Lesson 4: Treating symptoms with drugs can make you feel better while worsening the underlying cause. Every medication has side effects that are really the direct effects of the drugs. Pain medication can cause heart problems. Cholesterol medication can cause memory loss. Aspirin can cause stomach problems. Athletes who take shots so they can feel better for the game run the risk of doing more severe damage to their body on the field. The U.S. has become a drug culture that is unlike any nation in history, and we are not healthier for it. We are ranked lower than 50th in life expectancy. Lesson 5: True healthcare is not about treating symptoms. Webster's defines health as the condition of an organism with respect to the performance of its vital functions. To be truly healthy, your focus should be primarily on how your body is functioning rather than just how it feels. People are flocking to chiropractors, nutritionists, and fitness professionals in record numbers to change their approach to health by addressing the cause of their symptoms, build their resistance, and optimize the function of their body and brain. They are adjusting their lifestyle as a priority. Live at 100% for 100 years. Listen to your body. Learn from symptoms and focus on optimizing how your body functions. This long-term health strategy will help you enjoy better health every day on your way to a sensational century. A 100-year lifestyle provider can help you on your way.